Diabetes is a disease that normally presents with people drinking lots of water and going to the toilet frequently, passing large amounts of urine, especially at night, what we call nocturia. These people can also present with very dry mouth because of thirst, because of the diabetes. If it's young people who are below 30, they can present with massive loss of weight, and yet they eat voraciously, and they still do not gain weight. This can also happen to other elderly people. This would be a different type of diabetes called LADA. The one I described at first for the young ones who are below 30 is called type 1 diabetes. And then there is the type 2, where people present with obesity. They are much overweight than is expected.
Now, doctor, yes. When we look at some of the challenges in Zimbabwe, in particular to treatment, what is going on the ground?
With diabetes, it's a bit difficult. The association is finding it difficult really to really give everyone medicine, or even at times these drugs are quite expensive for diabetics. And most people may find it very difficult to access the medicine. We are actually having problems with some of the insulins and even some of the drugs. They are quite expensive for the diabetics.
How is the government assisting, especially the health ministry?
The government is encouraging us because, you know, type 2 diabetes is our biggest challenge in Zimbabwe. So awareness is what the government, the non-communicable disease department, is encouraging. Because about 95% of the diabetics are type 2, which is easily reversible. It's more to do with our good nutrition. We are always on TV and radio trying to make people aware that diabetes can actually be reduced, especially type 2, which I said is almost 95%, by eating properly. Nutritionally, Zimbabweans are eating wrong. They are sticking to these the so-called westernized diets, which make them very obese, and we find that awareness like this program you are giving us to say people must eat properly will prevent and avoid most of the drugs that are required, including tablets and insulin.
Doctor, when you speak about these diets and nutrition and eating well, can you give us some examples of what people can do day to day?
Zimbabweans tend to eat most of their largest meals at night when they are less or least active. People must eat their largest meals in the morning. And if one were to take a plate, a Zimbabwean plate, and divide it into half, half the plate must be vegetables or fresh fruits, which actually fill up the tummy. A quarter of their plate, maybe two pieces of meat, and carbohydrates, maybe a fifth size of their carbohydrates. And mostly we encourage them to eat traditional foods, mainly rapoko, munga, mapunde, and even maize. And we encourage people to stick to unrefined foods as compared to refined foods. Refined foods can be eaten once in a while, but we should remember that refined foods get absorbed and they have high glycemic index, which is not very good for us. So the glycemic index, the higher it is, the more dangerous the food is. Things like bread, cornflakes of yours, those things are got high glycemic index.
And doctor, looking at those out there who might be thinking that they themselves or maybe their loved ones or family members are suffering from diabetes, what should they exactly do? How can they get the assistance and help?
Most places now test for diabetes by if people go to clinics. They can have their sugars checked just by a small pinprick. It takes less than a minute to have that test done. They can even have their urine tested for sugar. They can go to any local clinic nearby them or to any doctor or even come to the Zimbabwe Diabetic Association.